Blog Talk Radio.
No.
What was the dance?
La Bossa Nova.
We took a chance on
La Bossa Nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
La Bossa Nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
La Bossa Nova.
You three came from La Bossa Nova. La Bossa Nova.
Okay, well, Betty Jo, I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is listening live online. Betty Jo, I don't know. I've complained to them about the chat room. It seems if I open another browser window and open the chat there, it'll open in another browser window. So the problem seems to be, Blog Talk Radio, that you won't let me, I have to open a whole other window to open the chat room. Now, why should it open in another window and not on your service? So that's my question. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. of this week, she will be having her tribute to Debbie Reynolds. Oh, very sad indeed. All right. So we're checking it out. And let's see how we're moving along here. Well, the New Year's about to come in, right? Oh, tomorrow night's going to be crazy. So why don't we just play this off?
Rushing where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools, rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you. My heart above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we fell, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart. This fool rush in.
Okay. Very good. Just checking my sound here. How's it coming in? I hope it's coming in well. I'm going to play something next that I like. First, I'm going to announce the George Bettner Show, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Listen to the wonderful George Bettner. And it's the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. You can follow them there. You go to TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar. That's the whole sentence you go to listen. But I think this is appropriate for the new year. It's a long piece, but it's a great story by Taylor Negron. I love it. I think it's a good one for the new year. Here
Please
we go.
Welcome Taylor Negron.
I was born in Los Angeles in a house in a canyon that was in a nest of palm trees that casted these thin, unmoving shadows like prison bars. It was very California Gothic. I am very California Gothic. I am the child of those people that you used to see in the ads for cigarettes in the back of Life magazine. Those handsome people that were always wearing terry cloth robes and penny loafers, smoking cigarettes, looking like they just heard the funniest joke of their life. The Marlboro man met the Virginia Slims woman and had me. It's very California Gothic to have your best friend's mother, who is a movie star, keep her cracked Oscar in the kitchen next to the salt and the cumin and the Coumadin. It's very California Gothic to see Joan Didion crying at the wheel of her green Jaguar on Moorpark below Ventura. It's very California Gothic to have a cousin who is a rock star. My cousin is Chuck Negron, the lead singer for the group Three Dog Night. And he bore a startling resemblance to Charles Manson. Now, when you were a kid like me in 1970, growing up in Los Angeles, you knew that you shared the city with Charles Manson and his family. Because that grisly, murderous night of mayhem and helter-skelter was all anybody could talk about. And for those of you who are too young to know what helter-skelter is, it's kind of like twerking, but with blood. And it was really scary, really horrifying. And my parents, they were always going out on the town. They were always getting dressed up and leaving like in Mad Men, right? They just left me alone. They just went out. One night, my father came in and he said, I want you to close all these doors and windows. I don't want these hippies to come in here and de-gut you. You heard him. That was an option in my childhood, to be de-gutted. And it left a tremendous psychic scar on my life that has stayed with me forever. And I'm still very disturbed by hippies and long hairs and headbands and large candles and beads and bandanas. I just don't like any of it. But I was only 12 years old. I was a tween. I was a changeling. I was changing into a man. But childhood is a place where your fears are disproportionate. They're huge. But then so are your goals. And that's where the magic can happen, in these goals. And my goal when I was a child was to own a gorilla. or you know, a monkey or an ape, anything from the monkey, ape, gorilla family. I just wanted someone to you know, be able to play hide and go seek with, swim, shoot dice, light ironing. And my parents were these really emphatic kind of ghetto people from New York City, right, who didn't like animals at all. And my mother said, look, you will never, ever see a monkey walk through that door. But something very magical happened that Christmas of 1970. You see, my uncle Ishmael, that was his real name, Ishmael, he was a trucker. And he had his own flatbed truck, which meant that he could follow other people around who had flatbed trucks and pick up what fell off of theirs. And one day he was closing down this raggedy-ass Circus Vargas in the Hollywood Bowl parking lot on Highland, and he came across a monkey that somebody was throwing out. A live monkey. Named Carol. Two R's, two L's. And we knew it was called Carol because it had its own cage with its name on it. And that is what changed the deal in with my parents, because they are emphatic New Yorkers. So they said, well, if it's free and it comes with a cage, what harm can it do? Well, Carol came to the house. I was so excited. Carol arrived on that flatbed truck on a pile of grapefruits in his cage. And when I went out there and greeted him and I looked into those big round eyes, I knew that I would understand everything that monkey had to say to me, and that I would experience unconditional love. Well, the monkey promptly squatted, shat into its hand, and then threw it into my eye, underpaw. And from the shadow, I heard the ice clink in my mom's drink. And she said, that's your monkey. I loved my monkey so much, and I stuck with my monkey while everybody turned against my monkey. Sometimes they even put a sheet over its cage. I stuck with my monkey when my monkey willfully and intentionally fucked my grandmother's mink hat, and I took the blame. Carol was my most cherished early Christmas present. But Carol was not the only unexpected visitor that season. One Christmas night, the Santa Ana winds blew too hard against the glass in cold, frightening Los Angeles. I had fallen asleep into a deep Christmas sleep, and I looked out the window, and I saw a van pull up in front of the house, turn off, and just stop. Nothing happened for 30 minutes. Nothing happened. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is my nightmare. It's going to come true. And I thought to myself, well, at least I made it to 12. Then I looked out, and the door opened up, and then finally this plume of smoke rolled out, and these hippies came out on wobbly feet and started slinking up to the front of the house. And as the cast of Woodstock approached, I felt vulnerable in my Charlie Brown sleeping T-shirt. And I waited for the physical and emotional attack to begin. There was a knock on the door. And I heard my mother's voice muffled. I knew she was dead, throats cut. I had read the papers. But then I heard her say, "Grilled cheese sandwiches for everyone." Why was my mother giving protein to a serial killer? And then there was a blast as my father came into my room and he said, "Your cousin Chuck is here, come down." And I timidly followed my father down the stairs to see in the living room what appeared to be Mama Cass Elliot, Jim Morrison, and assorted long hairs devouring Christmas cookies. My cousin stood shyly holding a Three Dog Night album at the stereo, and he told us he was going to play a song for us that no one had ever heard before. Side one, song A. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink of his wine. And on that cold, windy night, everyone stood up and started to dance. My father grabbed my mother and they started to dance. I looked over and Jim Morrison, the Jim Morrison, was dancing the jitterbug with my grandmother on the coffee table. It was so extraordinary. It was so magnificent. The hippies and the long hairs were all singing along to choruses of "Joy to the World." Oh, the boys and girls now. And then the song was over and someone picked up the needle and put it back at the beginning. And the song continued and the dancing continued. And there's something emblematic about certain California Christmas memories. And here is one that is transcendent. Rock and roll. And this is what made my monkey legendary. He came down, hurtling down the stairs and went right up to the stereo and started dancing. Had we forgotten? Carol was a circus monkey. And this was her cue. "You know I love the ladies." His arms outstretched like rubber bands, and he started picking off the ornaments from the Christmas tree. "Love to have my fun." The monkey started to juggle. "I'm a high night rider and a rainbow flyer, a straight shooting son of a gun." I said, "A straight shooting." I wish you were all there to have seen the expression on those stoned, on it, we found out later, LSD, hippies, and my grandmother as Carol, my monkey, rightfully claimed the spotlight. Glee is a very good word to use because that's what it was. Pure happiness and glee because I was 12 years old and I was alive. And I had escaped Manson's knife. And I had a monkey with talent. And as everybody danced and as everybody laughed and as everybody ate cookies, I looked at my family, I looked at these people and all of their crimes, past, present, and future, seemed to just spill out and dissolve into the contours of the blue shag rug. And as Carol balanced an ashtray on his nose, it was as though I was looking into my future, because I realized all the glorious things that could happen with music and with joy. And that Christmas, the last one that I was ever a child, I learned a very important lesson that I'd like to pass on to you all tonight. And that's that no matter how horrible your day is, and no matter how scary your night is, everything can turn on a dime and with a knock on the door. Thank you.
I love that story. Taylor Negron, another person who will be missed. But speaking of positive things, Betty Jo Tucker, I see you're there. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, 4 p.m., tribute to Betty, to Debbie. Why do you keep saying Betty? Debbie Reynolds. All right. Oh, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher both in 1 week. That is just unbelievable. Though I couldn't help thinking that, you know, Carrie Fisher, if she were alive, would be saying, are you trying to upstage me again, Mom? But anyway, that's just my morbid sense of humor because I'm a comedian. Yeah, and we just finished wrapping on, I guess we could say it right, the post, it's now in post-production. It had to be us. Betty Jo's book is going to be a movie. Woohoo! I think it comes out in 2017. So check it out. It's going to be something. All right, we're good. My, how time flies when you can't get over a cold. And I sound like Lauren Bacall now. Thank you. All right, I'm going to keep going here and trying to find something as I scroll down. So that's it, Betty Jo. You have to open it up in a whole new window to get it. I don't understand why that should work. It just should be that you can, you know, open your box and it comes on. All right. If I'm around Tuesday, I'll try to see what's going on with your show, too. Okay. All right. Let me find. Okay. I'm getting here. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. You can still download some of the Christmas and New Year's ones. And, oh, gee, I thought I had a New Year's one on here. I guess I don't. Shame on me. I thought I had a New Year's song. Okay. All right. Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes. Let's see. I know I'm scrolling away. Had a great time filming with George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. at Tune In Radio right here in Miramar. You got to type that whole thing in to get to it. But once you do, you'll be happy you did. George Bettinger, we had a lot of fun. And, oh, boy. I'm scrolling down. I got to find something that's 2 minutes. Okay, I guess I could go a little over. It's not going to hurt anything. And let's see. Wow, I can't believe how much stuff I have on here. But anybody else, I'm sure a lot of people are suffering from this terrible cold that's going around. It's not even terrible. It's just annoying. It's an annoying cold. That's what I can say. And remember, try to make resolutions you can keep, not outrageous ones, because that's just crazy talk. What can I say? It's just crazy talk. And, well, we're down to 1 minute now. Okay. Trying to find something that's a minute. Oh, I mean 90 seconds, the English lady just told me. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. I want to thank you all for listening and tuning in, because it's always fun. I was trying to find, like, one more Christmas song to go out with for the new year, but don't know if that's going to happen. I am scrolling. I've got to thin out my switchboard, Betty Jo, because I've got two. Here we go. We're going out on this. We'll just go a little over. I love this. From my CD. CD Baby. Happy New Year. Thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.